Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The other day, one of my clients basically said that she has an opportunity in front of her, and it's to pursue a certain path with a group of churches, and it might turn into a big speaking opportunity and something that could really help out her business and her ministry to others. And of course, the churches sound very exciting, like, oh, we can do this, and this will be great, and this will be great. Listen, how many times does that happen where you have a partnership opportunity and people seem incredibly, incredibly excited, but because it's a new relationship, you don't know if these people are going to follow through. You don't know if they're going to equal your discipline, your passion, your implementation. And unfortunately, many times, it turns out horribly. It absolutely crashes and burns, and it becomes this thing where I've seen it happen so many times. The fallout is huge. People invest months and months and months and turn down other opportunities because they pursue this one partnership, this one collaboration, this one combined event that they think is going to be so big and so good. And here's the problem. It doesn't reciprocate the same passion in the other side. The other side doesn't have the same dedication. So what do you do? Here was my advice to her. I said, give them the ability to make a micro commitment. And she said, what does that mean? I said, I'll tell you what. It means that you flip the relationship. You basically have them apply so that you will choose them as one of the host places to have this mutual event. And here's what that does. It flips the entire relationship. Now, instead of this person leaning in and being the driver, the one who does it all, the one who owns it, now this person basically says, hey, there's limited amounts of churches that I can partner with, and I'm only going to choose a few in the next year. And what I'd like for you to do is fill out this application and let me know why my team and I should partner with you as one of our select host churches. Now listen, here's what's going to happen. You don't need to make this a 50-page proposal. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is if somebody cannot complete a simple application with then a follow-up Zoom meeting where they would have their department heads on that Zoom chat, if they can't do those two things, those micro commitments, then you know what, my friend, it's not worth the partnership, because that tells me that they've revealed themselves before the event and they are not equal in their passion. It's called a micro commitment. Before you look at the end of the relationship and say, oh my gosh, we didn't have it happen, now you can scale it back and say, you know what, let's make a micro commitment first. And you evaluate them and they evaluate you. And if they show up and they complete the application and they're thrilled, and then you jump on a Zoom chat and their department heads are there and the 30-minute Zoom chat is amazing and you walk away and they buy into the vision, great. Now you know confidently that you can advance in that direction. But if they fail to complete the application, if they fail to establish department heads that even want to talk about the event, then guess what? You know right then and there, it was a bad deal. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire, trying to protect your time. I believe in you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.